Hi, everybody. Welcome to Unredacted Town Hall VIP podcast by Kurt. I'm joined by Irina. And, man, some of those Palisimpian bitches are getting really salty because they want a ceasefire, right? Right? Didn't they want a ceasefire?
They're mad.
They're mad. Palestine will be free. Palestine can fight my patootie.
You patootie.
Somebody asked me not to swear so much.
Oh, yeah. I remember that person.
So I'm gonna try and say it. But, I got a long article on the Palestinians coming up Monday. Oh, so I don't want to spoil it.
Good.
Is it good?
It's good.
You like it?
It's good.
Let's just say these macadamias. You know what I'm saying?
That person who asked you appreciates love.
Yeah.
Very much.
Yeah, I'm trying to... Oh, there's a little baby by the beach. We're down by the beach in Redondo. We're actually on Redondo Beach today. And there's the ocean. We're driving along it. It is beautiful. It's a beautiful day. This is why people come to California. This weather, this vibe.
Low fuel.
I know. It has low fuel. So we'll have to fill it up at some point with like $6 gas. Because California's run by frickin' morons.
Yeah.
But, oh well. But anyway.
It's not warm, but it's beautiful. It's not cold either. It's 69.
How ironic. We just ate.
What? Okay.
I haven't used any profanity.
Move along, mister.
Okay. Shut down. Just today. We're doing this on Saturday. We've just dumped off chemical waste. And that was our morning activity. Let's dump off chemical waste. Yeah. Oh, look at the pup. Oh, my God. He's so cute. Anyway, we just dumped off chemical waste. Oh, there's a garage sale.
Oh, right here off of the, right by the beach.
Oh, there's a lot of crap.
I like those lawn chairs.
We've got those lawn chairs. Anyway,
where are they?
Can I get to the shutdown? Please.
Well, stop bringing up puppies and garage
sales. What, people come to this for the kind of... insights that I can say I am moving along.
Okay.
There's a shutdown. It's the Democrats' fault. Although the Democrats are all over my timeline, except with these Palestinian butt wipes, all over going, Trump's shutdown is killing people's health care. The health care system is a disaster. You mean Obamacare? Shut up, transphobe. Anyway. The shutdown thing, the big problem was soldiers. Soldiers weren't going to get paid. My favorite thing was today. Now it is the 11th. Get out of the... You guys are like 100 years old and you're standing in the road. How did you live so long being so manifestly retarded?
Well, their mothers are long gone, so they're not around.
Their mothers aren't around to go, hey, dumbass.
Exactly.
Is ass a swear?
Yes.
No, it's in the Bible.
I almost did it.
It's in the Bible. There's Balaam's ass. I think it's Balaam's ass. Somebody's ass. No, it's in there. Anyway.
Look, ambulances.
Anyway.
Wow.
Anyway, by the way, we're driving where Vince Neil of Motley Crue crashed his car and killed Razzle of Hanoi Rocks back in the 80s. Remember that?
Oh, wow.
Right where we are now.
Oh, wow.
He was coming back from a liquor store. He's all in the tank.
Hey, man, you must feel guilty the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah. He seems like a sensitive cat.
I mean, how do you...
How do you bear... Every day, the spirit of Razzle of Hanoi Rocks haunts me. Doubt that's how it goes. It's more like, where's my Coke? Anyway.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Yeah, they were big soda fans in Motley Crue in the 80s. So Democrats shut the thing down, and they're complaining, and they're screaming. And today, there was, actually, the last couple of days, there are pictures of these soldiers lined up at a food bank getting food. And they're like, look what Trump has done. They're lined up at a food bank because of Trump's shutdown, which is weird because the shutdown started on October 1st. And the first paycheck that the military will miss will be, you were a military wife, October 15th. It's not the 15th yet. No, it's not. See, and I've been seeing this more and more. And I'll get back to the shutdown in a second.
Well, they've always done that.
Straight up lying.
So,
straight up lies.
Just call them out on it or notice it.
So it's like, Israel did, the Hamas didn't kill anybody. Israel killed them all because of Hannibal directive. This is what retards like Candace Owens and Ian Campbell and the rest of these dipshits, wads, say. They didn't kill anybody. And then in the next thing, victory to our martyrs. And the great, great Al-Aqsa flood. We're being kept inside this horrible concentration camp called Gaza. Also, look at the beautiful Gaza you destroyed. And you would think that normal people would look at that and go, you know, you can't seem to say anything to me that's not a lie. I won't believe anything. But there's nobody stupider than a person from the West who's soft.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Mostly chicks.
That's true, too.
I don't know what the hell's wrong with them.
I'm not going to speculate.
You're not going to speculate?
No.
About the speculum set?
Exactly.
That's a gynecological joke.
I know. That's good. Well played.
I'm a good guy. Okay. No. Well
played.
Anyway. It was well played. Oh. But yeah, everything's a lie. Everything's a scam. And it's tiring. I'm getting tired of being on Twitter and seeing, I don't know why my algorithm got every Palestinian blowing moron in my timeline.
Yeah.
I don't know how the algorithm said, well, Kurt will be interested in Mukhtar Akbin Buttmunch. And he's like, they murdered my sheep. One guy was literally, the Israelis murdered my sheep. And I'm like, okay, I'm sorry your lover is dead. Okay, I'm sorry that your first sex partner you've ever had that was breathing, has passed their great beyond, but you know maybe you'll find the strength to go on, or not. I don't care. You can bite it. Again, I am not required to care more about stupid people than stupid people care about themselves. So when the Democrats are like, my constituents are being Russ Vold is firing all my constituents who are federal employees. I'm like, you know, he totally told you he was going to, right? I mean, you can't say you were warned. So if you're appealing to my better nature, and I don't have a better nature anymore.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I'm constantly saying,
not just you.
You either. I'm constantly on Twitter. They handcuffed a 15-year-old girl who's an American citizen and kept her incognito for 6 weeks. That's what ICE does. And I'm like, I know that's a lie, but I also don't care. Even if it wasn't a lie, I'd be like, yeah, okay. I mean, because, you know, we're going to break a few eggs because you let 20 million freaky third world peasants into our country and they all need to go home. We met some of them today as we were driving.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, there was somebody in a crappy Corolla, and she had, like, hand-painted thing. No human is illegal. What was the other one?
No border.
Palestine and Mexico. All walls have got to go.
Yeah, that. Yeah.
And, we pull up next to her, and again, it's a really crappy car. So that makes her a bad person. Because I'm a Californian and we rate people on the quality of their cars. But she's also unattractive. And it's bad enough being nagged by some crone.
Yeah.
But when she's not hot, it just makes it worse. And I'm not going to take it. If you're an unattractive communist, but I repeat myself, I don't want to hear anything from you. I don't need to hear anything from you. I don't want to hear anything from you. You're a bad person. You suck. Get out of my face. Do you like that? Oh, my face with a little apostrophe.
Oh, my face.
Yeah, I was trying to write L-I-L with the apostrophe for little and on my iPad or something in an article. And they kept like trying to autocorrect. It got really frustrated. So anyway.
And then it doesn't correct other things.
I know. So let's not even go down that road. I'm tired of the lies. ICE attacked this priest. Oh, did you see the priest? Guy dresses in minister out, get up, and then he goes and he like blocks things and attacks ICE people. And somebody tagged him in the freaking skull with a pepper ball.
Oh.
It was a great picture. He's just like, pow. Yeah. And there's another one where some ICE guy just like freaking levels him with a punch because he was in the ICE guy's face. And they're like, they're beating up priests. And I'm like, I'm a Methodist. You're not going to get any sympathy here. Because I think a lot of them need to have the snot slapped out of them.
Yeah.
Slap the stupid out of them. Because he is, they are, you know, it's all propaganda, but it's like, I think it's misguided propaganda. Because first of all, a lot of it's on Twitter.
Yes.
And most of the people on Twitter are like, already set in their way. So it's not like you're going to, they handcuff this six-year-old. You know, ICE is handcuffing this six-year-old. And it's literally a Clark County sheriff's car.
They lie.
I know. And it turns out it was from like 2019 and the kid was like hit in the top.
But I think people, they want to believe it. So they believe it.
It doesn't matter.
So they don't look at all the clues that tell them, no, this is a lie. They don't look at
this. See, here's the thing. They get to a point where the truth doesn't matter. It's more important for them to win.
Yeah.
And you get that with this Jay Jones guy, the guy who wanted to kill people. He's running for attorney general. He's like, he wants to kill. I want to see their children die in front of their mother so she'll understand what her fascist views mean. And the person on the other end of the text was, oh, you're not serious. No, I'm totally serious. And of course, all the Democrats were, I was just joking. Okay. When you're to the point where you're like, no, you know, his opponent really likes Trump. So we definitely need baby killer boy as our attorney general. There's a problem there, and I'm not sure I can share a country with you.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm not sure I want to. But what I am sure is I have more guns than you do. I mean, a lot of these guys seem very determined to push things towards kind of like the ultimate end game. And they're unprepared for that. We're prepared for that. Not just logistically. I mean, we were in a gun store this week.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
But mentally, because we know these people will murder us. We watched them murder Charlie Kirk. Yeah. We watched them do that. Yeah. Them didn't do it. Well, first of all, it was them.
And then we watched them cheer it on.
Oh, yeah. And then they cheered it on. Heck, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe he shouldn't have been shot through the neck while saying these things, but he was literally Hitler.
He's such a bigot.
He's a bigot because he doesn't think somebody with a penis can get pregnant. Dudes, I'm telling you, see, you know, you want an example of bad miscalculations about your opponent, which I think the left is making.
Yeah.
Look at Gaza. They're like, here's a picture of Hiroshima. Here's a picture of Gaza. And I'm like, looks like there's still a building standing.
Yeah.
Dudes need to get on the ball. Dude, don't think there's like some... I love how they're like, the international community needs to stop Israel. All right, who's the international community? And how many divisions does it have? And are you willing to join it and die? Because I don't think those Jewish boys are going to take a lot of guff. Now, I'm not going to go fight them. I'll fight for them. I'll fight with them.
Yeah.
But if you think the giant referee out there needs to call a penalty and enforce it, freaking ruck up, boy. Throw on your Kevlar, pick up a weapon, and go make it happen. But you won't. What happens, the problem is the left believes at a very base level that it can nag its enemies into submission. That at the end of the day, the people they hate will simply give up in order to get the leftists to shut up and stop complaining. And that works to some extent. You know, the Israelis were taking rocket fire for freaking years from Gaza. They were firing rockets for years. But there's a certain point where, you know, the rules change. When you go on a mass rape, murder, and kidnapping spree of 1,200 people and put it out on video.
Oh, and take back all these hostages.
And then take back,
for over 2 years now. Yeah, okay.
Well, you do that to me, I'm going to kill everyone you ever met.
As you should.
I'm not going to hesitate. There's not going to be any, well, you know, maybe it's out of proportion. I'm going to go until you're dead. You know, my only beef with the Israelis is they didn't kill enough people.
Yeah.
They didn't kill anywhere near enough. If you start a freaking fight with your atrocities, dude, you better be ready for the consequences. Because the consequences ain't going to be pretty. They're going to hurt. It's going to be a suppository.
Suppository.
And it ain't ribbed for your pleasure, if you know what I'm saying. And of course you do, baby.
Okay. Little.
Okay. So that's...
Are we done?
Yeah, we're done. Okay, I want you to read my column on Monday.
Very good.
It is very good.
Fresh reading.
Check that out. You totally want to read it. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday are my columns. Friday, I have the stream of consciousness video for you Town Hall VIP members. And of course, next week, I have another of these podcasts. Follow me on Twitter at Kurt Schlichter. I'm writing a new book, Panama Red, the new Kelly Turnbull book. How's it going so far, honey?
Oh, it's so fun.
It is so fun.
It is.
What did we write?
Exciting and fun.
What did we write together?
We wrote Los Angeles, Silver Bullets on the Sunset Strip.
It's a good book.
That's also fun.
It is fun. You should go get it. And American Apocalypse is out. The Attack is out. If you want a little preview of what these semi-human psychopaths would do to you, given half a chance. And I want to give a special shout out and thank you for you Town Hall members, especially you Platinum VIP guys. I am looking forward to doing a lot of cool stuff with VIP this year. And I will be around again for another Unredacted. Adios.
Bye.